This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. The sun is up. The sky is blue. It's crisp and autumnal outside. Just beautiful. That's one of the, look, this has been a crazy year. I love working from home. I love looking out my back window. It's nice. Watching the sun come up every morning. Oh, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. There's bright sides. I'm grateful. I like it. What are you cackling about?
I know you like it. That's great. Yeah. I'm glad.
It's nice.
I got to get commuting. Them out of here. But I'm glad that you are enjoying yourself. That's good.
Well, at least you're closer to the beach, Vinny. You're closer to surfing.
No, it's working out. We had a, and I'll tell you what, I hate to say it, but our Thanksgiving vacation, despite not getting to hang with people, was great.
Yeah.
We had a good one. So.
It's relaxing.
Could be a lot worse for sure.
Once you accept that you can't do anything or see anyone, it's like, all right, I'll just relax then. I guess I'm happy sitting. Fine. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. June of 2021, that's what I'm living for. 100% of people will be vaccinated.
That's what they said on the news last night.
I should mark my calendar. I'll do that. Today, we're going to record the Johnny Mosley podcast. That drops every Wednesday, and that brings us our celebrity trash. You guys, you know, listen to the Johnny pod. He's doing it from, he is actually up at Squaw right now, Squaw Alpine. He's been posting a million pictures. I can't wait to hear about the snow and what's going on there, how the protocols are going with everybody, you know, with the COVID situation, etc. So he'll be filling us in on that. And we do these weekly workout things with him too. So on Wednesdays we post a quick thing, like to work on your black diamond glutes or what have you.
So you do these things with him? Like it's a
He has
it's a
forced
group
me to do
effort.
Them. But no. He just shows us one and then whoever. Usually I'm filming. So I'm like, oh, I can't. I'm filming. And then he'll grab Guitar John or, you know, if Bryn's around, he'd make Bryn do it, I'm sure. But right. So the little weekly work. So follow him on Instagram too, at Johnny Mosley Pod.
We'd love to have you. Thanks for joining us.
So. I like when we get some new followers on there. It's nice. Mm-hmm. People who make money just keep on making it. It's crazy. What were you saying, Blippi? Blippi's worth $40 million bucks? That's just ridiculous.
Dude, that was just a weird moment. One of those moments where that's been on repeat in my living room.
Ever since you got turned onto it just a few weeks ago.
Yep. And so I just had this momentary like, wait a minute. I wonder what this guy, and I looked it up, he's worth $40 million for doing these little kid shows. But they're fully produced. It's not like he's in his, you know, living room doing these things. He goes to different locations, and there's some production elements, too. So he's got money behind him. I don't know how it all got started, but yes,
but he's personally worth $40 million. And, Bryn, what did you pay for your Blippi costume?
Oh, that was like... I don't know. My sister helped me put that together because she's so
crafty. Oh, you just grabbed things.
Yeah,
and put
so
them
I know
together.
He wears a blue shirt, and so she got me the.
So it wasn't
the glasses
like you paid $29.95.
I'm sure
for the,
there's a setup. Very pricey.
A merch store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably.
I think the hat I saw for like $50 or something like that. The hat.
Had a little beanie that worked with the costume, but yeah, with the Blippi hat. Oh yeah, he's cashing in on that. Oh, my God.
What was that?
I don't know. Hold on.
Was that something tearing?
possibly. My cats are running around here.
Anyway, I thought you were referencing when you said people with money keep making more. I thought you were talking about Amazon because their latest
they are famously doing that. But
raking it in during a pandemic.
I'm talking about Travis Scott. You know, I have certainly heard of him, and he's been in my way a few times. Like, he'll have a big song, or they'll, you know, some... isn't he the Astroworld guy? Like, he does these takeovers and stuff. So musically, he's, I'm sure, making money. Look up his net worth. He made $20 million off that deal with McDonald's. He also gets $10 million a year from Nike, and about $1 million helping Sony promote the PlayStation 5.
They say he's worth $40 million.
Oh, is that all?
But you know, wow. I'm sure that was before the McDonald's stuff, right?
Right. This McDonald's thing has just been. It's been crazy for him. So McDonald's said, we'll give you $5 million to do this. And then you can have a piece of XYZ. I don't know. Like, maybe he gets a quarter for every meal, the Travis Scott meal that he sells, which is just really, it's just one of their meals, you know? But everyone's got to get it because now it says Travis Scott.
It's his combination, Sarah. Come on.
Yes. That you couldn't get that before for a dollar less.
Well, you didn't know to get barbecue sauce for dipping your fries in. Who knew?
There you go. Now you know. Genius. Thank you, Travis Scott. So Travis, you know, he was not worried about his cred either. When he was like, you know what I'm worried about? Having more dollars in my bank account. That's what I'm worried about. So I'm going to go with that. McDonald's paid him at least $5 million up front. And the merchandise that he had with McDonald's, which was so successful, brought him about another $15 million. So, you know, 31 million just this past year from McDonald's, Nike, and Sony. So congratulations to him. The little action figure that McDonald's put out for him, it's limited edition, and they are huge on the resale market. There is one actually, there was one listed for $55,000. There's the little action figure because there's not that many of them. The action figure shows him holding a McDonald's tray with his Travis Scott meal, the $6 deal that you can get. It's just a quarter pounder, medium fries. Oh, cheese and bacon on the thing. And then only a few of them were given out via like a sweepstakes thing. And so immediately people went, well, I'm cashing this thing in. McDonald's say that the figurines are handcrafted and numbered. So... You won't be able to fake these suckers, I guess. He actually also gifted one of them to a fan who's battling cancer and recently got out of the hospital. The fan says, I will not be selling it. I'm keeping it. Oh, look, you can pose it so it's dipping a French fry into...
I think that's from the commercial.
Oh, is it? That's a still from the commercial?
Yeah.
You can't pose it? Well, that's too bad.
I don't know. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying I've seen the commercial. I remember I told you guys about the commercial when I saw it. I was really surprised that he was backing, and I didn't realize it was going to become a thing. But there's a few others.
I'm looking at the figurine. It's definitely. It looks like it's articulated, but yeah, that was clearly more than an action figure. That seemed to be a still from. Oh, there it is. Yes, you can move his arms and stuff. Oh, boy, that is what a good-looking figurine that is.
Sure.
Damn, that figurine has an 8-pack. Incredible.
Good for him.
Guy's cut. You remember right before we went on vacation, we were talking about this Dua Lipa Studio 2054 thing?
How'd it go? Did you love
it? Huge. I didn't go
really?
To it. No. It was watched by about 5 million people. Or they're estimating that because it's, you know, they sell however many and then they don't know how many people are each, like, is your whole family gathered around to watch the Dua Lipa show?
Right.
But they're saying it was really big. It was star-studded, sparkling costumes, and Elton John was on it, Kylie Minogue, Bad Bunny, FKA Twigs, J Balvin, and the Prisoner collaborator, Miley Cyrus. Which we all knew was happening because they had released that song right before it.
And made out with all that blood.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
Gross.
It weirdly, not gross, though. I was like, damn, I got to look away. What am I watching? So she tweeted, basically, I'm beyond excited to let you know, Studio 2054 had over 5 million viewers globally on Friday night. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in. And if you want to see photos from it, that's easy to find. But congratulations to her. This is, people are just hungry for anything out of the ordinary. Like, okay, I'll go to the Dua Lipa virtual concert. Mel C, she's a Spice Girl. She is saying all five Spice Girls are talking about plans for the 25th anniversary next year. Oh my God. Were Spice Girls ever a thing for you, Nicole? You're the youngest.
Oh, I mean, they were.
Well, yeah, they were a thing for that girl I was going out with too.
I was really young, but the...
What girl?
The girl I dated when we were first here.
Oh,
she was she was a college person when that music was being played in bars. So I don't know that she had the record, but those songs were songs they partied to. So
you were like a one-year-old. Actually, are you 26?
Yeah.
So you were...
Baby. Right.
Yeah, those must have gone through your childhood, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So would you, if they were to reunite and do a 25-year anniversary, and you could go to a concert, let's just say, mm-hmm. would you want to go to this?
No.
You wouldn't want to get, like, your five, you know, friends from when you were little and all dress up as different Spice Girls? You're obviously Sporty Spice.
Oh, my God, are you kidding?
The only song I really know from them is Wannabe. And
that's the only one anyone really knows.
Yeah. So I feel like after that song's over, I'll be like, okay, I'm done.
Well, let's hope they play it first so you can get the F out of there.
Exactly.
Open with it and close with it.
Yeah.
That's what the Violent Femmes do. They open and close with their big hit song. Anyway, Mel C is saying all five Spice Girls are talking about doing, you know, because Victoria, I think she didn't do the most recent thing, if I recall. But they're saying now. 2021 will mark 25 years since the band introduced themselves to everyone. Oh, yeah, there they are. So I'm looking at a shot of them in this particular story. It's the four, not the five. Victoria's like, no, I'm busy. I'm busy with my...
Well, didn't the rumor come out that girl didn't even sing?
Well, she's, you know, still, you want all five of them, don't you?
Do you, though?
Could any of them sing, please?
Someone sang those songs.
Yeah. My guess is that person was paid very well for her silence. I want to see these chicks in costume, the girls, doing the dances.
Wow. All right.
And singing the songs. The Weeknd, who was just snubbed at the Grammys. Oh. He is actually celebrating a full year in the Hot 100 and I think 41 weeks in the top 10. So he took a moment to observe that achievement as well as point out that the Grammys hate him. It's looking like it's...
Is he 40... still dressed like he was in a car accident or...
Actually, of course, the picture that he put up is the one where his face is like, I don't remember what happened to his nose. Remember he had a big laceration over the top of it? And
I don't think it's real. I think he's making all that up. It's like part of a bit.
Yeah, I don't know the backstory on that. All I know is every time I see a picture of him lately, his face is mangled. But
right.
I mean, maybe that's just the look he's going for. So let's see. No, that I'm looking at something on Instagram. Oh, I'm sorry. This is on Twitter. And he doesn't have a mangled face in this one. So I'm not sure, Vinny. Maybe he puts it on, puts it off at his whim. But anyway, it has now spent, because I guess he's number 9, I think, in this week's Billboard. And it debuted, so this is the 52nd week that he's been, it's a whole year in the top 200. And 41 of those weeks in the top 10. So whether or not the Grammys appreciate him, certainly people who stream music do. And God, the TikTokers love him. Halsey also was yelling about being snubbed. Wah. You know, people want to be recognized for their stuff. But she did wake up a New York Times best-selling author the other day ago. She wrote...
He slept over or what?
What's that?
What?
No, she woke up a... She is a best-selling author, apparently.
Oh!
What
did she write?
She wrote a poetry book.
What?
She debuted it on November 10th. It's called I Would... Leave Me If I Could, And on November 19th, it was a New York Times bestseller.
Wow, that's actually really impressive.
I know. It's great.
I didn't, this, and you know what's even weirder? We're in this business. We play her music, and I hadn't heard at all about this until just now.
Yeah, she is, let's see, I don't see a number here. She said, I woke up to discover that I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I'm kind of in shock. Accolades are sometimes based on weird algorithms and viral hits and luck, but sometimes they're based on a true human connection to the art. Ah. So she's, and she goes on to just be grateful.
Except she's mad that she didn't get a Grammy.
Yes. Oh my God. Super mad. Right.
Okay.
That was the story yesterday. And then I was like, oh, but she has a best-selling book. So congratulations. Miley Cyrus is frustrated. She's got a bunch of fans who wanted to get a physical copy of her record Plastic Hearts that just came out on Friday. We weren't here Friday, so we didn't listen to it, but it came out, but it wasn't for sale. It wasn't on sale. And so a lot of places didn't bother to stock it. They said, you know what? It's Black Friday and we're going to stock the stuff that we want to move out of here. And we're going to, you know, at cut rates. We don't want anything that's full price. So any fan who wanted to get Plastic Hearts, a physical copy of this new record, is going to have to wait. She released her 7th album Friday, November 27th. So a lot of retailers said, nah, we're going to lose stock of sale items. So no. Which sucks for her because that probably will affect first week sales. I mean, I don't know how many, what percentage of people would actually not stream her and go out and just buy the physical album because everyone's got a streaming device. But people who wanted the physical one, it's not available. Tekashi 6ix9ine's in the news. This guy. This is actually, I'm going to do it because I do enough bad stories about him that might as well say something nice about him too, right?
Dear.
I don't know. He is, I guess he's hanging out in the Hamptons because why wouldn't he? You know? Everyone knows where, when you're Tekashi 6ix9ine, he's clearly not worried. I mean, I'm sure he has security, right? Because he's, initially he was like, as soon as I get out of jail, these guys are going to kill me. But he's still alive. So, because he did rat out a bunch of gang guys.
Mm-hmm.
So he was some hot spot in the Hamptons called Blue Mar. And on Thanksgiving, he ordered a holiday feast. You would think it would be turkeys and stuff. 20 steaks, 10 burgers, and 10 pasta dishes to go. So I don't know who he was, clearly a ton of people. Maybe that's just a security detail. He wanted to treat him to a steak. And he left a $2,000 tip.
Wow.
They say four SUVs pulled up with six huge bodyguards, and locals started lining the streets going like, who is this president?
Is the president here?
Right, exactly. People thought, oh, it's some, you know, big, and then the rainbow gets out. And it was Tekashi. So they were saying that, you know, times are tough. It's the pandemic, and certainly they're not doing seatings. They're not serving people food indoors or anything. And I'm sure it's cold in the Hamptons. So they were psyched. I mean, not only did they order a ton of food, but they left a $2,000 tip. So somebody had a good
Thanksgiving. That's pretty good.
I know. It's great.
It looks like his hair is black now. I mean, his.
Oh, that's too bad.
Let me show you see this guy?
What has he done to his face?
What do you mean? All the tattoos?
Maybe it must be the eye makeup.
No, I think that's a Snapchat filter.
That's mm-hmm. Boy, yeah. That was look at what a fashion plate that guy is. He looks like the biggest idiot. I mean, so cool. He's got a Dolce & Gabbana, some kind of hoodie thing on, and then about 70 pounds of silver chains around his neck. It looks so dumb. But what do I know? Nothing, Jon Snow.
Right.
Nothing. Winter is coming. It is, in fact, coming. You can feel it in the air. Kelly Clarkson is breaking up with her husband.
Yeah.
And they're busy filing this and that. And looks like she has been awarded physical custody of the kids. So she lives in California. She lives down in L.A. because she has a day job now. As you mm-hmm. are probably aware,
yep.
She's got a daily television show. He lives in Montana. She got the out of there. And it looks like they are going to stay with her and they'll be attending school and staying with her here in California while she tapes the Kelly Clarkson show. He lives in Montana, and he is going to have visitation in L.A. So he can come see them, I guess, whenever he wants to. And then I think he gets them over Christmas until 2 p.m. Christmas Day.
You know, one of the saddest things about a family breakup is that.
I know.
Like, I've known people who are, they have the kids Christmas Eve. And so they have the best Christmas Eve. They're so happy. And then they are alone on Christmas Day.
Yep.
And they're like, yeah, I just have to pretend it's not Christmas because right. my kids are gone. And
so
I'm
I take
alone.
Down the tree. And by
yeah,
10 a.m.,
it sucks,
I'm out
man.
Of
I can
to
see
do.
That being a real bummer.
Oh, yeah. Well,
did you see what he's asked for in spousal support?
No. What does he want?
Oh, like half a million a month.
What?
Yeah.
Holy
like 400
crap.
Something K a month.
Is this a shoot for the moon and take what they give you?
I don't know, but I absolutely didn't
on,
think
Phil.
That. I first of all, I assumed he already had his own money, so I wouldn't think that she'd have to pay him like that.
Right.
But for that to be the monthly expense to
Damn.
Be him, I don't know.
It isn't it nice like to a, think that he could even ask for that and she's got so much cashola that... You know, she was. I was reading in this story that she's 38, which is so. I want to say she was 19 or 20 when I don't know when American Idol started, but she was a kid. Oh. Like she was, you know, I guess maybe 22 at the oldest. It's just amazing. 20. Was she 20?
Mm-hmm, when
like,
she won?
God, 38 years old. How is Kelly Clarkson almost 40 years old? What yeah. is happening? It's crazy.
Yeah, I keep falling for. And I hate that I do, but there'll be the story that says, Kelly Clarkson has now come out and said what went wrong in the marriage. And I click on it like, oh, I got to see what this is. And then it's nothing. There's not even a hint as to what went wrong.
Right.
What? I just fell for that again.
They got
what
sick of fighting. How about that?
Yeah.
That's what went wrong.
Yeah.
And they were holed up together in a cabin in Montana, and they both went crazy and decided, this is it, I hate you. That's what went wrong.
Right.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I'm going to start you with some fast facts and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.